Okay, we're on Ein Zayin Amud Beis, the top. Amar Rav Nachman. Rabbi said the name of Rav Nachman, Halacha Nishalin Nidarim, Omed, Yechidi, Ubalaila, Ubashabas, Ubakrovi. Vafilu Hayalahem Panayim Beod Yom. Rav Nachman says, Halacha is you can shawl on a neder, even if the Chacham is standing up. He doesn't need a lot of iyun, and it can be in front of a yachid if he's a yachid mumcha. It can be done at night. It can be done on Shabbos if it's a tzorech Shabbos, and bekrovi can even be a relative that can do it. And not only that, afilu hayalem panayim ibod yom. Even if he could have been matu, he had time before Shabbos to do to matu the net, and he didn't do so. It doesn't matter. He can still do it on Shabbos. Okay. So now the Gemara asks. Omed, is that we said that he can do it standing up. Ay, Vatanya. We see that's not the case. We have a Meister with Rabban Gamliel. He was riding on a donkey, and he was on his way to Ksif. And in the middle of the way, a guy came up to him, and he asked him if he wanted to be shoal on a neder. So what happened? Yared Rabban Gamliel, mina chamor, v'nisate, v'yashav. Rabban Gamliel made a special point. He was riding on his donkey. He could have continued and just, you know, matured it like that, but no, he stopped. He got down from his donkey. He wrapped himself in his talus, sat down, and then was matured the neder. So we see from here that you have to sit down. You can't do it standing. So our answer, Rabban Gamliel Savar. Okay, there's two different girsas here. We'll go with the girs of the Ran, which is little different. So the Ran says that ein poschim b'charata, not poschim b'charata, but the gears of the Ran is ein poschim b'charata, but rather miyakar nidra be'inan ubayune. So Rabban Gamliel, we remember mentioned the other day that there's two ways of being matir. This with charata, which is the easy way according to this way of learning, that he just regrets that he did it, and that's that he made the neder and zeh. Or you have to, it's not enough, you have to find a petach. Like that, to make the neder, there was a taus mikara, there was a mistake, and he would have never made such a neder if this and this happened, whatever was the case. So that's how we said it before, that there's charata and petach. So Rabban Gamliel held that ain't poskim b'charata, that's not enough, this to be to regret, but rather miyakra nidra bina, because you have to mamish be okay the neder for mikara. And therefore, by yun, therefore you need a lot of yun for that. You have to figure it out, how to show that there was a mistake, this neder, it was erroneous. So, therefore that takes a lot of, concentration. That's Rabban Gamliel held, and that's why he sat down. But Rav Nachman, it says he can do it standing, he held, again, according to this gears, you would say, poschi mecharata, befilu meuma. That's, it's enough just charata, and therefore you can do it even standing up. Okay, Rashi Vatanya, Maseches Erevin, Yared Rabban Gamliel Yashav, Chulei Alma Debar Yeshiva, he's sitting, Rabban Gamliel Savar, so the Gears of Rashi is not like, he says Poskin, we were saying Ain Poskin Mecharata, he has Poskin Mecharata, the Tzarich HaChacham Lif Atoach, Lo Betchila Tzaneder, Ulahami Tchila Tzaneder Betaos, you have to say that the whole Neder was a Taos Mikara. Shehei mitcharet al kach. The equivalent according to Isger says that it's that's the regret. That's to make it a taus. Kedamrina ni'ilu hayu asarab bnei adam shifaisucha botosha etc. You know, would you have made such a neder if you would have if 10 people would have been fayus you at that time etc. The hashta akar le nidre legamri. That's totally okar the neder. The commando lo ave neder dam. It's if there's no neder at all. Hilka choyel velo. Efshar beheter ilav de miyakar nidra, and therefore, in order to be matur, your mamish have to be oker the neder by yunet fei the miyakar. You need a lot of yun in order to oker the neder, and therefore vachi yashav. That's where he sat. Whereas Rabban Gamliel Savar ain poschi mecharata ve'ilo amar beferush mitcharitna that he has charata and the Bacchus takes out the word lo then sharina like then be he would the matured velo by iune you don't need so much iun v'yachol ha'afir afil muma and therefore you could do it even standing. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar le Rava l'Rav Nachman. So Rava said to Rav Nachman, Chazi mor hai mirabanan asim mirava ve'amar. did you see this Talmud Chacham that he came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said the following. What did he say? He's the kiku le rabbanan lebrei de Rav Huna bar Avin v'shar le nidra, and that the rabbanan they addressed the issue of the neder of the son of Rav Huna bar Avin, and they matered his neder. And they said to him, "Zilu bai racha me al nafshach dechatas." He says, "You should daven on yourself because you sinned." What was the sin? The sin was that he made a neder. The Tani, as we learned, the Rav Dimi Achua the Rav Safra, they call a noder afal pishahu mekayma nikre chote, because somebody that makes a neder, even if he's mekayma, it's a chote. You shouldn't make a nedarim, even if you keep it. I'm Rav Zid, my crowd, where do we learn it from? It says in the pasuk, v'chi sechdal lindor lo yebechechet. If your techdal means you don't make a neder, then lo yebechechet, you won't have sin. Mash, mahad, lo chadalt, if you didn't hold yourself back and you did make a neder, then yikechet. So the Rashi over here says, v'amrulei zil bai rachmi anafshach kach patru lo becharata. So that's how they, what does this have to do? That was the charata. And then he said, you did a terrible thing by making this, neder. And then he's, why did I do that? I didn't realize. And that was the charata right there. Okay. So Rashi says, halocha dalta el nadarta eat bechachait. And there, that is a sin. Okay.
It doesn't have to be the
right, according to the right, just like, you know, oh, I feel bad, and that's it. Right. That's why according to that, the way the run learns that the charata is enough, that's, yeah, I regret I made it. It doesn't have to be so, I don't need so much iyun. Okay, continue on. Tanya, the Brisa says, Omer li ishto, kol nidarim shetaduri I efshi shetidori. Okay, we're discussing lashonos of hafara. This is the husband's made for the neder. So normal lashna is, you know, mufarlach, whatever. But he didn't do that. He said that this funny type of lashna, and all these nadarim that you make, ef shitatur, I don't want you to make these nadarim. It means I don't like your neder. Or he says ein zen neder, another lashna. He says this is not a neder. So lo amar klum, that's not these lashonos are not good, and not normal lashna of hafar. However, when it comes to the other way, hakama, to be making the neder, then if he says something like yafe asis, you know, you did good, you know, I like that neder that you made, yafe asis, so ve'en kamoseich, there's nobody like you, you know, it's a wonderful thing that you said. Or ve'im lo nadart medrichani, yeah, not only am I happy with what you said, this neder, if you wouldn't have made the neder, I would have been made the neder for you. I would have been madir, you know, I would be madir you. All these types of lashonos, varav kayamin, and that is good. Right? Because lemaisa, hakama helps even, we'll see later, we're going to talk a little more about it, it's even belave. Because lemaisa, for hakama, all you need is the husband doesn't have to say anything, right? He hears it, he's macharish and finished. So therefore, it's enough, even in his heart, to think, yeah, I like this, and so it goes into effect. And therefore, he doesn't, we don't care so much about the lashon. Therefore, all these lashons, you did good, is that whatever? That's fine. That's all good, because even in the heart, it's okay. Kol shekein, if he says something that points to the fact that he's happy with the neder, so therefore, it works when it comes to hakama. Okay, Rashi, if she should adore lo amar klum de ein hafar b'lashon zeh v'im balakaim over amar yafeh neder that you made. Ve'im lo nadart ani hayiti madrich. I would have made the neder for you. Shekol kol kach yashar beinai. It's so good in my eyes. Tvarav kaimin de'ein lach kiyum gadol mitzvah. There's no greater key. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Lo yamar adam leishto b'shabbes mufar lechi o batel lechi kedeach shomer la bechol. So the Gemara held that you shouldn't, when you're doing hafara on Shabbos, which you're allowed to do, you should make like a hecker. It should be different. You shouldn't do it the same way though that you do it during the week. So therefore, he shouldn't say like he would normally do mufarlach or mufarlachi or batalachi, as he says during the week. De ela omerla, he should say something like tlivichli, tlivishsi. Meaning, let's say she says, I'm not going to eat. and she's in, I'm not going to eat challah. And he says, eat the challah. So that shows that he doesn't want the neder. She said, I'm not going to eat challah. Makes a neder and I'm getting challah. And he says, yeah, eat the challah. So that shows that he doesn't want it. Or she says, I'm not going to drink. And he says, yeah, drink. Take the cup and drink. So that shows that he doesn't, it's far with the shinu for Shabbos. The neder batir me'alav, and once he says that, then it's batir automatically. Amar b'yochanan tsarich shivatol belibo. And he says that's fine, but you also should vatal in your heart as well. Not just say these lashonos, but you should also have in mind in your heart that you're mevatling. Okay. Rashi tlivech li shlivishti. Right, the hachi nakat hachi mishum the havu dvarim sheish mem inui nefesh vetzarchi Shabbos ninu. So why Rashi says why we're giving these examples is because on to be made for a Shabbos has to be things that have to be do for tzarchi Shabbos, and these are drinking, eating, whatever your inui nefesh, which is a ball a husband's allowed to make for his wife, and it has to do with Shabbos, and that's why we give these examples. But tzarich shiavat libo says Rashi shiomar belibo mufar lachim. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Tanya, Beit Shammai Yomrim, B'Shabbos Mevatel Belibo. So the Imran learns that on Beit Shammai says that on Shabbos he's Mevatel Belibo. The Imran adds, besides saying the Tli Vachli Tli Vishni. Now, he also agrees he should say Tli, etc., not just Belibo, but that's fine on Shabbos. But Bechol Motzibis Vasav. But not during the week. During the weekday, you should say mufar lechi or whatever. You should just actually say the real lashon. But on Shabbos, enough to say, no, you should eat, no, you should drink, and as we said, mevato belibo. Beis Hillel omrim echadze vechadze. Doesn't matter on Shabbos or bechol mevato belibo vein tzarich lotzi besfasav. But again, he's still saying tlivishdi or whatever, but you can do that during the week also. You don't, not only a Shabbos lashon, even during the week you can say, no, I want you to eat, and mevato belibo, you can do that not only Shabbos, you can do that during the weekday as well, according to Beis Hillel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chacham, shamar belashon bal, ubal shamar belashon chacham, lo amar chlum. So if a chacham who's matir in neder, and he says it though in the lashon of the Baal, like mufarlach, when you know he's trying, somebody comes to be matir in neder, he says mufarlach, it's no good, or the opposite, or the Baal shamar b'lashon chacham, he says mutarlach when instead of saying mufarlach, lo amar chlum, you have to say the right lashon. The sanya, so there's actually two brises now. We'll just do half of it because that takes us to the bottom of the Amud. We'll continue Bezrat Hashem. So the Tanya, brisa says, Zeh HaDavar. It says by Inyan of Ataras Nadarim in the Torah, it says Zeh HaDavar. And they learn from here that the Chacham is Matir, the Ein Bal Matir. So the Gemara, the brisa continues, Sheyachol, because I might have thought, Huma Chacham Shein Mefir Matir. Madach the chacham that can't be mayfair, but yet he can be matir. So a baal she mayfair ain't no din she matir. Then kol shekain a baal can even be mayfair. So certainly I would think he can be matir. Talmud Lomar, turning to Ein Chesamud Aleph Zehadavar chacham matir vein baal matir. So that's the Zehadavar is coming to teach me. No, there's still that only a chacham is matir and not the baal. Okay. Tariq Shivadun, okay, we did that. Chacham Sha'amar Balashan Baal says Rashi Mufarlach, or Baal Sha'amar Balashan Chacham Mutarlach, that doesn't help. Okay, continue. Shkeach. Well, we'll have to choose is that depends on
the
right. Well, it depends. That was on the machloekas whether it's 20. Right. Right. If you have to do it, finish it by there, then it doesn't. And even if it's not, because if it's not, if in lo achshavei masai, right? It will depend on that. With the halacha is yichidi. It says Hatara, and by Hatara it does. It brings Hatara there. Right? Not Mahafara though.